Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Play that song.
She been waiting for me. She invited all the friends, and I'm buying all the rounds, and they're all dolled up. DJ, please don't let me down. When you gonna play that song? When you gonna earn that pay? When you gonna play that song and make my day? She said, play that song.
And we are playing that song for all our friends right here at the Shrink and Wrap Show, because today is going to be a beauty segment. Do not change that dial. I said, do not change that dial. You are listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show right here at TAN Talk Radio in Clearwater, Florida. And you are going to be listening to songs by Cher, Shania Twain, and Hootie and the Blowfish. So welcome to our show. And we've got Susan here, and I'm going to introduce you, our mystery guest today. Hello, Susan. How you doing?
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. And that's why we just played Train. He has that song out there for us who want to get together, and all the friends can dance together and share and be happy, right?
That's
so
right.
I went to their concert recently. And by the way, if you ever go to a concert out there, definitely screenshot all your tickets, because I lost my phone.
Oh, no.
And I paid for these tickets back in January. And thank God for a guy named Brian that somehow understood that my ticket was lost. But I just want to give a shout out there. REO Speedwagon and Train, what a great concert. I didn't get to talk much about it, but thank you for being here in Tampa. And that is Play That Song by Train. So, and it's going to make us go all night long, because it's a new season, and we're going to be talking about beauty. And who is the Shrink and Wrap Show? Well, the Shrink and Wrap Show is, it's a show where we want you to live your best life. We want to bring community together. And everybody matters on our show. It's, again, a community station here at 106.1. And, guys, we're going to have a lot of chick talk today, but they matter, too. And we're going to be talking about them. So don't change the channel, because it's not all about women here. I know they have their fishing shows. They have, you know, sports shows. And sometimes we need to have our shows, too, right?
That's right. That's right.
But don't change it, because you matter, too. So, before I get started, Janice, where are you? I know you're on Clearwater, probably on Gulf to Bay. Janice, I don't know if you hear me, but we're here waiting.
She can hear Janice. Janice, drive.
Drive slow, though. So, anyway, first of all, I'd like to thank my sponsor. Thank you so much for sponsoring the Shrink and Wrap Show on TAN Talk Radio. I'd also like to thank Joey James, the label. I would like to wish my friend Karen and all of you who have birthdays, including our entertainment host, Renee, a happy birthday for the month of September. And I'd like to give a very happy, special happy birthday to my beautiful mother out there. Her birthday's coming up, and my lovely sister's coming in town. So happy birthday to you,
happy
Mom.
Happy birthday, everyone.
And she's the queen of beauty, by the way. My mother does not look her age. So, Susan, we're going to be talking more about our mystery guest. We're going to talk about things to lift you up and talk about beauty and going into the new season here. We always recommend the Shazam app. The Shazam app is what it is you download it, and any song, if you're listening to my show, you just download the songs, because what we do is you put it in the air, and it picks up the signals from the songs we're playing. So if you hear a great song, put the Shazam app, and it'll tell you which song it is. It's a great app. It's free. Do you have the Shazam app on your phone?
No, I don't, but I'll have to get it.
You have to get it, because even you remember there's a couple of songs, I Can't Stop That Feeling. Remember that song when you're younger? There's certain songs.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I love that song, but I can't remember the name of it. The Shazam app will define it for you. And then you just download it on your, and then you have it on your music app. It's amazing. So I haven't talked about that in a while, but so anyway, we always recommend that. So today on the show, we have Susan Wallace, who is here from New Image in Lutz, Florida, and you're going to tell us how to take good care of our skin.
Absolutely.
And you've been doing this for 20 years,
so
right?
So I've been in the industry for over 20 years. My husband and I, we opened one of the original premier aesthetic locations in North Tampa, right outside of the gates of the Cheval neighborhood off of Dale Mabry.
Yeah.
And we've been making that area just beautiful for over 18 years.
Yeah, well, what's amazing to me, we're going to play a Loosen Up song, but we're going to get more into it. But what's amazing to me, you started in this industry 20 years ago.
Yes.
And now you see a lot of these spas, but you, and that's what I want everybody to know, because skincare is so important. And what we talk about here, Susan, what we started off, I just started the show, I'm like, what am I going to talk about? We started talking about love and a balance of life, of feeling happy, because I think a lot of people, you get so busy, you kind of lose yourself along the way, mm-hmm. or you spread yourself thin. So the whole show was we based it on the four types of love through Greek mythology, because it was around Valentine's Day. But self-care is part of it. And I really, don't you believe that if you don't love yourself, you can't love anybody else?
And that's absolutely true.
Yeah, and then when you come into taking care of yourself, when you take care of yourself, you feel positive. And when you feel positive, that energy attracts positive people in your life. Would you agree with all that?
Absolutely. And when you look in the mirror and you feel good and you look happy and awake and it's just like putting on a new outfit. You feel good. You carry yourself differently.
Yes.
And I help people achieve that through aesthetics.
That's right. And you know, some people, like my mother taught me all that, and I was lucky to have that. But some people, they haven't been taught, or they don't know where to start. And that's why today is a new day, going into a new season, and we're going to help everybody learn how to take good care of yourself, especially here in Florida. But before we do that, let's get to our Loosen Up song, and that's going to lead to today's Loosen Up song, which, do you think we can turn back time? Let's hear a song by Cher. And if I could turn back time, I would have better skin. How do you feel about that?
Well, that is the goal. That is the goal. You know, it wasn't that long ago that we didn't have sunscreen. It was all suntan oil.
Right.
We all remember that.
Oh, I was on Hawaiian Tropic because it smelled good with no protection.
Absolutely. Or the betadine and the baby oil. And it was, how dark could you get your skin? Oh. And now we're all kind of paying that price.
And now we try to get rid of our skin care.
Absolutely.
Our skin damage. And that's the thing. And it can't be reversible.
It can be.
Yeah. And I tell you what, you look at Cher, and she looks amazing.
Absolutely.
Glenn, do you know how old Cher is? Does anybody know how old she is? I'm not quite sure. Yeah. I'm not sure how old she is, but she is absolutely, I mean, she knew how to take care of her skin. I'm going to tell
she
you
knew
that.
It.
But that was, and I would turn back time, but tackling skincare problems, feeling confident about your skin, is key, because it's the first thing that everybody sees. So today, again, we have Susan Wallace from New Image from Lutz, Florida.
That's
so
right.
Before we get into skincare, let's tell us how, I love your story of how this whole thing started for you.
Okay.
Well, please tell that for us.
This whole venture started really probably 20, 21 years ago when my husband and I had this vision of opening a premier aesthetic facility mm-hmm. in the North Tampa area. My husband's background, he came from corporate America, and I had been doing aesthetics for quite some time. Honestly, I was getting a little discouraged in the industry because I saw where my job was really kind of based on my profit margin, solely my profit margin. And in that type of an arena, the injector or the skincare person feels like they have to constantly be upselling people to things that they may or may not need.
Right.
And as a nurse practitioner, I've been a nurse practitioner now for 30 years, that kind of grated at my soul. I'm here to take care of you, and client outcomes is the number one key. And so that's really the heartbeat of New Image, is that when clients come in to see us, we want them to feel like we are taking care of them like you guys are our brothers and our sisters. No one is going to sit here and try to upsell you
yep.
to something that you don't need. And if I honestly think that something is not going to work or be appropriate, I am going to be the very first to say, no, I don't think that's going to work, or here is a good reference to somebody who can help. And I think establishing that trust with the client
right.
is the key to this industry. And I think in some places they're losing that.
Yes. I think, too, hearing what you're saying, you said you're a nurse practitioner.
Yes.
I think that's really important. So can people inject that are not nurse practitioners? Explain that to me.
So
the difference.
Different states have different regulations, but mm-hmm. in the state of Florida, you have to be a physician, a nurse practitioner, or a PA to legally inject Botox and fillers.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have the licensure to not only assess, but to dose and to administer.
Mm-hmm.
And that brings up a very good comment about how there are people in this industry that may or may not be practicing within the framework of Florida law, and that's a scary concept.
Right, and I know too, you're going to be here for the whole hour. Again, you're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show right here on Tan Talk Radio. We are talking about skincare today. We have a 20-year veteran, or not even veteran, like practicing. No one's going to, like to me, I base things on experience.
Right.
And to me, if I were going, or if you're going, if you're listening out there and you're thinking about doing something new to your skin, I would ask the number of years that they have been doing this and get their qualifications, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely, because, you know, I'm also a trainer. I have trained many of the injectors that we do have in the North Tampa, South Tampa area.
Yep.
And I can show somebody how to administer. I can show somebody how to mix. What I cannot teach is the artistic eye. That I cannot teach.
Right.
And not everybody has it.
But you have it.
I believe I have it, yes.
Yeah, because, I mean, for me, I'll look, you know, you got to have all of that. Because you can go to, gosh, I don't want to, how do I say this, being cautious. You just want to make sure that they have the expertise and they have an eye for balance.
Right.
And not just be an injector.
Right.
Yeah, because
right.
if this does one thing, then you shoot someone, they can come out not looking anything of what they're...
Exactly. You have to have balance. You have to know symmetry. You have to, in many cases, use your imagination of what it's going to look like after the swelling, when the Botox kicks in. What is the outcome going to be a week from now?
Right.
That's the vision that I cannot teach that skill,
but
that's an ingrained ability. And
right.
And it's very hard because most people in the medical profession are kind of that math science brain.
That's what I wanted to say.
They're not that art side.
Yeah.
And it's really hard. It's difficult to find that balance.
And in certain places, you definitely want someone that has that vision mm-hmm. for the right look.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
So, you know, I want to ask you a quick question. Hi, Janice.
Hello.
Detective Janice.
Good to see everybody.
Thank you for being here. And thanks to you, we're here today and we're connected. I've been wanting to meet Susan out in North Tampa.
Of course.
I've heard about her for years and years and years, and you made the connection.
Yeah.
But before we, we've got the whole hour with Susan, but we have Rowene on. I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
And then, again, if you're out there driving in your car, the Shrink and Wrap Show, what we do is we have licensed therapists that offer opinions and suggestions, and then I have my wraps who are friends, and then I have people in the community with like Susan who have the expertise, and we tie everything together to figure out this thing called life. But I want to ask you, do you see people that come in there that never see themselves, they're never satisfied with themselves?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I come across very often people in multiple things going on. I see people who are victims of domestic violence, who have self-esteem issues. Mm-hmm. If I look a certain way, maybe I won't be abused. Mm. I have people who have body dysmorphia, where they see something that no one else is seeing. Mm-hmm. It's almost like someone suffering from anorexia, where they look in a mirror and they think they're overweight.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, they're as thin as a rail. I do see people who come in like that. And
well, yeah, and I'm glad. So you see that. And so what I'd like to do, because what we're here is we want you to feel your best. We're, you know, we're just offering suggestions and what's out there in the beauty industry in so many ways. But we don't, you know, I think it's so important to love yourself and not to change who you are. But
absolutely.
I have our shrink number four on, Rowene, who's going to offer her suggestion and opinion for that personality and what she can offer. If you know someone that comes in, they never see themselves as looking, it's never enough, it's never enough, and then they start looking distorted.
Right.
We've seen those in the National Enquirer where it's a sad thing. But is Rowene on the line? Perfect. Thank you, Glenn.
Hello.
Hi, Rowene. Thank you so much for joining us today, and especially last minute. Yeah. You know how I am.
I do. It's fine.
Thank you. For all you out there that are driving, again, you're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show. We have our shrink number four on that is going to talk about confidence and when it comes to beauty. And Susan's here, too. So combine, take a listen to one another. So tell us your take on that. Did you hear what we were just talking about a little bit?
I did. I also heard you ask how old Cher was, and Cher is 78.
78. That's why I said if I could turn back time. And listen, when you listen to the lyrics of our songs, take it the way you want. But, you know, I think they do tie that into beauty as well, not just to mention her relationship. The lyrics of songs are so important. So, wow, she looks good. If I could go back to time, I would definitely have worn my hat a lot earlier in life.
Yeah, no doubt. Oh, boy.
That's right.
She makes no bones about the number of times she's had plastic surgery.
Yeah.
And that she is perfectly happy with that.
Right.
Perfectly happy with herself and the outcome of her plastic surgery. Yeah. Which I think is fabulous.
Yeah.
I think that's absolutely fabulous. I absolutely agree that skincare and taking care of ourselves is part of our self-worth and a necessary part of self-care. It's when it gets to those places that I just heard you talking about where it's never enough or it's body dysmorphic,
right,
then the level of need to talk to someone who can help you navigate through those areas becomes essential. Mm-hmm. And as I was hearing you say, there are some less than scrupulous people out there who are involved in giving injections and so forth. And it's those that because it can fast become a slippery slope with the number of injections and then on to the plastic surgery and not ever feeling good enough about yourself. I call that seeking your self-esteem from others rather than having your own intrinsic value of self-esteem. And once you have a good base of self-esteem for yourself, then absolutely take good care of your skin and take good care of your body, getting to the doctor, doing all the things that are helping for you. So it's nice to hear. Do you refer people to therapists when they come and you notice these different issues cropping up, the body dysmorphia and the lack of self-esteem?
No, actually, I have. I have over time.
Awesome.
you know, it's first getting that rapport with the client first.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, I'm not going to be one to over-inject and feed into some of the body dysmorphia, but also, you know, you have to also have that ability to establish some trust with that client. So they will come back, they will develop a rapport where then you do have the ability to suggest additional help.
Well, and I want to ask you, because like I said, okay, for all of y'all that are driving around out there, and men, guys get this too. So
absolutely.
It's becoming very, very popular for men.
Absolutely.
And I love it. It does not take away your masculinity. It's just part, it's like working your muscles and keeping yourself youthful as much as you can in a respectful, in a level that's normal, right?
Exactly.
Rowing, do you hear a lot of men about aging and stuff? Do you feel like, I mean...
It is more and more as we've gotten, as social media has taken over and screens have become a way of life, the need for men to fall into some of those categories and get that kind of work done so they feel good about themselves and feel like they're fitting in with the social cultural paradigm at the moment.
You know, it's funny. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's okay. We are just seeing more and more men with anorexia and types of anorexia as the culture has moved to this place of social media, screen time, being our personas.
Well, I think it's important not to always look at the screen, but it's the way you feel. And feeling better, if there's things you can do to make yourself feel better, no matter if you're male, female, whatever, then do it. But they're out there, and that's what we want to inform people today. There are so many options out there. Mm-hmm. But it was funny. Yeah. I had gone, would you say, my dermatologist, I go every year, and my, the aide, you know, the lady that helps him, whatever, she injects Botox and does things. So there was a gentleman that came in, and I actually kind of knew him, and he's very, very masculine, and like, you know, I hope he's not listening, but he's probably like six. Well, I'm not giving his
name. And if you are, just turn off the radio. Okay,
just turn it down.
Just turn it down right now.
I happen to know, but he's probably 6'5". To 7 foot tall.
Okay, now we have his height.
Now we know.
Okay, go.
But he walked in and he was like, listen, don't tell my wife I'm here. because I want to get Botox, but she doesn't want me to get it. And he felt the need. He saw himself on some video and he thought, I would like to get that. Yeah. Not to change my look, but to enhance. What do you have to say about that, Susan?
I have, it's funny you say that because I have several men that don't want their wives to know they're doing this.
Funny.
And I have lots of wives that don't want their husbands
because of the back pocket.
Know. You know, you
would think, how many of them walk up front and go, this is my credit card?
You would think it was because of the finances, but you know what? A lot of them tell me they don't want their spouse to think that they're not aging gracefully. You know? I mean, and which is, I don't know. I mean, I think we all need to age gracefully.
And when you think of aging gracefully, let's think of men. How about Magnum P.I.?
Yeah.
Or Blue Bloods or Tom Selleck. And let's think about Kevin Costner. That they just get better looking.
I agree.
They're just so, and I mean, you have to say, Susan, have they sat in the chair, you think?
Oh, well, I'm sure they are now. But, you know, it's that's what does society deem as being beautiful, you know?
Yeah.
I think in the past it was more that masculine look, those lines across the forehead, the line between the eyes, maybe that gave them more of a rugged look, where for us it just made us look mad and old.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
But I do think for everybody it's preference and it's but it's available.
Yeah.
And it's what you want. If you can still be masculine and have a little Botox here and there and have a couple of wrinkles, right?
Well, I have my own testimony.
Yeah. Yeah.
My own testimony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's hear it.
Yeah. Okay, so I sat in Susan's chair for sure. First came to her because I have a lazy left eye. We talked about that. It's a lazy left eye. And I said, I have a lazy left eye. It really bothers me. So this was a correction. This was something that bothered me. That left eye was lazy. The, you know, And Susan just gets that look on her face where she's just staring at you, looking, and she's going to the right, and she's going to the left. She's absolutely studying you. And then we came up with a plan, and I was so happy with that plan. And we've continued that plan. So I am a testimony to you for years now.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely, of, you know, making me feel like when I look in the mirror and I smile, my eyes are even.
So it helped you.
100%.
And it boosted your confidence.
Yeah.
By doing that.
Yeah.
See, that's amazing.
But the thing is, when I would smile, my left eye would kind of shut down because of the laziness.
Mm-hmm.
So now when I smile, my eyes are even.
That's amazing.
My eyebrows are even too.
Yeah. Well, and as we age too, we get the droop a little bit.
Yeah.
So it's
definitely
important that does lift your eyes up. Without
it makes you look tired. And then when you look in the mirror, if your eyes look tired, it makes you feel tired.
Right.
Then you are tired.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Well, you know, back to what Rowan was saying. Thank you for that testimony, because we're going to get that. And Susan, there's so many people in North Tampa that go to her, and I've always wanted to meet her, and I'm so glad that you made this connection today.
Yeah.
And Rowan, Susan told me too, when you've had people come in where their lips are overdone.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think that is I think it's exaggerated on social media. I don't even know if these girls really have those lips like that, but when you see them, you told me what your response is to that.
When they come in and they want me to make them bigger, I say absolutely no. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to put my signature on that.
Yeah.
No. No, it's you as the injector, you are the provider. You need to give accurate guidance to your clients. And and I'll tell you, one thing that I'm hearing that a lot of these young girls are doing now is they're putting too much filler in their lips.
Right.
They're changing the natural shape of their lips.
Wow.
Then they don't like it. So then they go and they have it dissolved. Well, guess what? What they use to dissolve that product is actually an enzyme that not only dissolves the product, but dissolves their own hyaluronic acid. So now, I mean, think about it. We're trying to promote hyaluronic acid, and here they're putting it in, taking it out, putting it in, removing their own, and now they are hostage to forever do filler because they have eliminated their own natural hyaluronic acid.
Yeah. And so that's stuff that you should do your homework on. So anyone out there that if you're considering getting any kind of skincare, first of all, I would go to Susan. I think that you even know all the muscular, like the muscles in the face.
Absolutely. All of the dermis underneath the muscular.
You have
everything.
To know the muscles. You have to know the nerves. You have to know all of the arteries and veins. That is very, very crucial.
And Rowan, you're still with us, right?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Stay with us for a second here. But when you say that you got to know all the veins, this is why, like, some people are in it maybe to make money.
Right.
But how, when you say that, what you just said about the lips, I don't know too many people that knew what she just said about the lips, the dangers of the lips.
Well, the dangers is that's a lot of black market as well.
Right.
Yeah. Well,
exactly.
Yes.
And I want to talk about that a little bit down the road here, but... Yes, the black market with the black market injections and that kind of thing as well.
Right, right. Well, the injection also, what is your take on getting injections by a hollow temple? Because as we get older, we get hollow here. What is your personal opinion as a 20-year injector?
My personal opinion is I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, okay.
I wouldn't do it. I'm seeing areas of the face that are being injected now that are areas where a lot of large blood vessels flow.
Mm-hmm.
And if they become occluded, we're talking complications such as stroke, as blindness, serious lifelong complications.
Oof.
Yeah, because if someone's super confident, all it takes is one mistake. Like, I would not even chance that if I were making that decision.
And I know more and more people are starting to do that area. Yeah. That is a very tricky area, and I don't think I would risk my license on that.
Yeah, I just think it's important to know what your intuition is. We've talked about that on the show a lot, and to do your homework if you decide. Now, Rowan, do you have any more comments about confidence? And I'm going to switch to my main song, and I'm going to come back. We're already at 3:34 already.
But I'm going to make this comment and have to go.
Okay, I'm sorry. Thank you.
No, I am really appreciating what Susan, you're having to say about being honest with people up front. I saw a recent video of Carrie Underwood, who is a beautiful young woman to begin with and talented, and she had the largest duck lips that I have seen in a very long time.
And I
see all the young girls looking up to these stars and these people who are doing this, and then they want to emulate it. And that's not healthy for them either.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not healthy.
Right. Well, and Carrie Underwood, the problem with her is she's so gorgeous, she can't even get past. I don't even think people look there. She sings amazing, but you're right. I think you can overdo it. But I will say this on that note, Rowan, I know you got to go. First of all, before you go, make sure you give your contact information. But I want to say that my dermatologist, and this is where the wrap part comes, because if we went to lunch, we'd be sharing. They had said probably twice a year is maximum for injections. Would you say that's right or
so not? So it depends on what kind of injections you're saying. I would say for fillers, I would say probably twice a year. Botox, Dysport, I use them interchangeable. I would say you're going to have those effects about for 3 to 4 months. So maybe 3 times a year for your Botox, Dysport, maybe twice for your filler.
Okay, we're going to get more into that. Rowan, can you tell everybody where to contact you? Because I know you have to go.
Absolutely. It's Rowan Zoller, LCSW. My website is rowan.net, and that's R-O-E-N-E. Mm-hmm. And my phone number is area code 813-857-2401.
And Rowan, thank you so much for your time today. We will be getting back
you
with you soon. And have a wonderful,
right.
wonderful week. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks. Same to you.
We'll right, talk bye-bye. To you soon. Thank you. And Susan, do you mind, can you give everybody your location right now?
Sure.
And phone number?
We're in North Tampa. Mm-hmm. Our address is 3939 Cheval Boulevard in Lutz. An easy trip on the Veterans. Mm-hmm. You can get right off there at Dale Mabry. We're right outside the gate of the Cheval neighborhood. So turn in like you're going to the neighborhood, and we're in that beautiful gray chateau on the right as you pull in. We have a website, newimagespa.com, and you can also follow us on Instagram and Facebook at New Image Spa.
Thank you for that. And listen, I got calls this morning. People text me, oh, Susan's going to be, I've been going to her forever. And so that has to tell you, it's testimonials of someone that is a nurse practitioner that's clean, and you're getting testimonies. But we're going to help everybody. But I want to take a listen to our main song really quick because, you know, men, you don't have to change the channel either, but it's just girly girl day. Let's take a listen to Shania Twain.
Let's go, girls.
So girls just want to get together sometimes and just have fun. And so, but I think part of having fun is feeling good. And we've had here at the Shrink and Wrap Show, we have different boutiques in the area. We have Coco B, we have Za Beauty, and we have Bella Lucia in South Tampa. And we talk about just getting feeling good. Because when you love yourself, you take care of yourself, and there's so many options out there that you feel good and you go out and have a little fun, right?
That's right.
And guys, same with y'all, same with you. And then we're all happy together. Because everybody matters. Right here, the Shrink and Wrap Show at Tan Talk Radio in Clearwater, Florida. That's where we are at today. So, Detective Jay, I do want to say this, and then we're going to carry on, because I want to get more into the Botox Dysport and some other questions. But for I just want to say, for those out there that are not interested in any injections or any kind of Botox, I'm going to personally say as a wrap that I think if you have a very healthy diet with healthy what the first step to skincare to me is your diet, hydration, water. We always say it. The one thing I know a lot of people, and let me know if I'm wrong about this, Susan, vitamin C is a topical.
It's an antioxidant, too.
Yeah, so vitamin C is a must. So if you want to start a good skincare routine today, start with vitamin C. Exfoliating is definitely important. Would you say that is a must?
Yes.
How often would you say exfoliation?
So I would say exfoliate at least once or twice a week.
Okay.
You know, and also vitamin E is a great antioxidant as well.
I didn't know. So vitamin E as well.
Vitamin E and vitamin C.
Okay, and then also a good sunscreen.
Yes.
Okay, and which one do you have any recommendations for everybody?
So I'm going to give everyone a little bit of knowledge on sunscreen. Mm-hmm. So we all hear about UVA, UVB sunscreen, and we're like, okay, what does this mean? Mm-hmm. I'm going to make it easy. Think of UVA protects against aging. UVB against burning. So you want to get a broad spectrum sunscreen. There are a lot of great ones out there. We have the SkinCeuticals are great, Clear Choice is great, Obagi makes a great one. For those who just want to pop into the CVS, Neutrogena has a great one. And Cetaphil. Cetaphil is a great wash and has a great sunscreen as well. The other piece, a little caviar I'll throw in there, is don't be deceived by the tint on your windows. They only protect against UVB, not UVA.
And guys, if you're out there driving, so important, you know, your left arm, like cover it up, get a sleeve, you know, and also your cheeks. I know I've got round spots on my feet. And anyone coming to Florida, I mean, you got to cover those up and just protect them because they get darker with the sun. And what kind for water? What is your best sunscreen for people that are going boating, or men, or women, or
we have a good SkinCeutical sunscreen that is water resistant. Also, you know, just making sure you get something if you are going to be in the water that is water resistant. Some of them aren't, and you have to need to reapply frequently with that. So. You know, you don't have to go crazy. You don't need the SPF 150. You know, you can stick with like 30s and 50s are good. That's real good. And do not just trust the sunscreen in your foundation alone. It's not that much.
Well, and you know what? And that's why I wanted to show. I started wearing a hat. Again, if I could turn back time, I would have done this a long time ago. I wear a hat walking my dog because I have been very lucky to know a couple of people in the beauty industry. But wearing a hat is so important. And
so
by the way,
important.
I got this beautiful hat from
it
the station
is
over.
Gorgeous.
Oh, I love that. This is Kate from Australia. I don't even want to wear it because I want to put it in a glass case. But everywhere I go, I wear a hat. And Lola kindly gave me this hat because she wears hats too. So if you're in Florida, for all of you out there, definitely grab a hat.
I got a hat.
Yeah, wear a hat if you're going to your mailbox. Because would you say in 2 minutes your spots get darker?
You will spend time and money getting rid of sunspots to just mess it all up in 15-minute walk to the mailbox.
And then you're exposing your sensitive skin. It's even worse because now you've exfoliated and then you're going in skin. So I'm gonna speed up, but I do want to say this really quick. To get started in skincare, again, do the things that Susan just said, wear a hat and what Janice was talking about. You know, we drink water here and exfoliating, but I also want to say, I think there's four, and just you can correct me if I'm wrong, but starting at home, but then also getting an over-the-counter skincare. And HSN has a ton of options.
Yes, they do.
You just have to definitely find
they do.
What shoe fits for you. But I just want to mention a couple. First of all, Adrienne Arpels, she has her own skincare line. And she had said, whatever you get with genetics is what you do with your genetics. So whatever we get with genetics, you take care of the genetics that you get. We can't change genetics. But you can take care of them. And I love that. Mm-hmm. She's someone over at HSN. And Liz Fultz has been here with Nakery Beauty. Mm-hmm. And she also is amazing. She's got clean beauty.
Yeah.
So I would recommend, and you don't have to go to HSN, you could go anywhere, but I would say start using vitamin C, exfoliating, get a good sunscreen, have a good dry, drink water. Step one. Step two, find your skin clean, you know, your regimen that you like. A good dermatologist, number three. And also, priority, a med spa, like mm-hmm. New Image. Mm-hmm. And Lutz would probably be the number one, because you've got them about 20 years. I usually hear 8 years, but 20 years.
Yeah, that's amazing,
years.
Isn't it?
And a nurse
yeah.
practice. And thank you, Janice, mm-hmm. for that.
Of course.
So I just wanted, even if you don't go to New Image or anywhere where you're at, St. Pete, Clearwater, mm-hmm. Dunedin, there's plenty of places all over, but Susan's got 20 years experience, and I think if you're scared, I would go to someone that has experience. But and I just want to mention HSN too, because I think the four things together, mm-hmm. and when you start realizing that you need to prep your skin, mm-hmm. and you start getting compliments on your skin, you're going to find confidence that you've never
right.
seen before.
Right.
So, Detective Jay, I'm going to go to you, and I want you to ask our guest here, Susan,
yes.
a little more questions that you had listed there.
I do have a couple of questions that I think is very interesting.
Yes.
And in law enforcement, I had a chance to investigate a few of these things.
Mm-hmm.
But the first thing is, how do we know, and I kind of, I kind of know, but I want to know from you, how do you know when a Medi Spa is kind of scammy?
Well, I'll tell you, the first red flag is when they're, have a price for Botox that mm-hmm. is way below the market.
There you go.
We all buy our products directly from the manufacturers. Whether it's Botox and Juvederm, we're getting it from Allergan. If it's Restylane and Dysport, we're getting it from Galderma. These products are coming directly from the manufacturer. There is no middleman.
Got it.
If somebody is showing up with a bottle of Botox, who knows where, to a Botox party, really?
Mm-hmm.
Where did they get that?
That's
how was
right.
it handled? And more importantly, how was it reconstituted? And when I say that, Botox and Dysport comes to the provider as a powder.
Interesting.
It has to be mixed. It's up uh-huh. to the injector
yeah.
to take sterile saline and reconstitute it. Trust is a must in this industry
wow.
because if you put a little bit too much saline in it, guess what? You're not getting what you pay for.
Yeah.
That's great. I love the answer.
And can I just inform our listeners, if you're not familiar, Dysport and Botox, would you say it's like Advil and Tylenol?
Yeah.
And it's your preference.
It's your preference.
Because a lot of people don't know what we're talking about.
It's kind of what works for you, too, because, one might last a little bit longer than the other. I mean, you and I have discussed both.
You're right. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we've done one and sometimes we've done the other.
Mm-hmm. And I would say, those two are probably the two biggest players in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I have both available because, behind the scenes,
mm-hmm.
we're also playing these companies against each other for some great pricing
Absolutely.
For our clients.
And they're running specials,
too. Our clients first. Absolutely.
That's absolutely. Yes. And I mean, moving on from there, because, I mean, obviously, you're the super expert here. Something that always, in my mind, especially in law enforcement, always thought about it, people need to do a good investigation. Mm-hmm. So I've been in several times to just have a consultation with you and just go, okay, so my lazy eye is really bothering me, or I've got another thing that's bothering me. We had that consultation. Do you think that, and I've seen places like this before where they were like, we don't do a consultation, like we just come in, we tell you what it is, and you get it done. What is that?
You have to have a plan. You have to have a rapport with your clients. You have to listen to what their problems are. You have to assess, and then you have to be able to come up with a plan for your client. You have to have a consultation. You can't just go in and just free-willy inject. You have to have a plan. And guess what? This all is a team sport with your client.
Right.
You get feedback. I get feedback. Oh, how did that work? Oh, maybe we'll do a little more next time, a little less next time. The placement's going to be here. It is a team sport. You have to set up that rapport with your injector.
Mm-hmm. And you know what I've always loved about coming to you is every time we've always discussed everything up front. You know, you have to be careful to discuss up front, and when, and if you're not careful, then you need to read the small print. You need to know who your provider is.
Mm-hmm.
And with you, we've always said, okay, this is up front. This is the special. This is where you're going to be. When I got to the counter, that was the price.
Right.
I think it's unscrupulous when people get to the counter and they go, oh, and by the way, there was like 15 more units put in, and you're like, no, that's never happened to me,
yeah.
But I'm just saying because of you.
You can't keep that from the husband.
Right, no, you can't keep that. You know,
or wife.
Exactly. So when you visit the facility, it should be clean, it should be professional. Most of all, the administrator.
Well, Susan, you're considered a master injector. I mean, Jenny says, or you know, as you know, she's trained so many people in the area. I don't know who else anyone would want to go to other than you, and you've got the experience.
100%.
And when you know someone pulls out something and they know all the muscles, that's incredible.
Yes.
So, I think, you know, the muscles underneath the, you know, the dermis, so.
And it's patient education.
Okay.
Isn't that also like seen an autopsy?
Yeah.
I mean, you have, right?
Yeah,
you've seen that.
Of course. Of course. You have to, and then it's also educating your client.
On experience, too.
And educating them. They understand what's going on and what you're doing. It's not just sit down, hear some of this, and hope for the best.
And education on the product.
Yeah.
We've talked about that before, the product and what it's going to do and how much time it's going to take.
Yeah. And I think, too, it's just important not to overdo it. I mean, like,
I think
it's so important to not overdo it. Like,
I would be absolutely mortified as anyone's injector if the first thing that happened when they walked through the door is somebody said to them, who did your Botox? Who did your filler? I want them to look at you and say, wow, you really look well rested. Or, you know, have you been on vacation? Or is that a new outfit?
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Settle.
But they cannot place what that difference is.
Yes.
That is a good injection.
Oh, very, very good.
And
that's great analogy.
I'm so glad you said that. Well, I love that. And maybe you can come back on because there's probably so much to talk about. But I want to ask you really quick, do you have any, we're down to 2 minutes already.
Just real quick.
Wow.
Yeah. If somebody came in and like you thought that something had happened to them where they really had something that was a counterfeit product?
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
How would you handle that?
Well, you know, this is the thing. You can't scare them. I mean, you want to scare them, but you can't scare them because what's done is done.
Yeah.
You have to assess them, make sure there's no adverse effect happening with the client, and then educate them on, you know, what is legit in the industry.
Yes.
You know, if it's blatantly malpractice, you know, it is my responsibility as a licensed professional to try to get that information and report situations of confidence.
And the client could actually report it to the Better Business Bureau.
Absolutely.
Which is a great source to go,
The health department.
And the health department, yes.
Yeah.
With a minute left, can you tell everybody what other services that New Image offers?
Yes, yes.
So, we are not just Botox and filler.
Yes.
I have a wonderful, wonderful team that surrounds me to make all the magic happen. I have a medical lead esthetician, Michelle Napoli. She has been with me for 17 years.
Laura gave a testimony on her. She's amazing.
And then Emily as well. We also offer a hair salon.
Yeah, they have a hair salon. It's amazing.
It's kind of unique. So we are a full service.
Yeah.
We have cool sculpting. We have microneedling, all the chemical peels.
Yes.
We carry Abaji, SkinCeuticals. Yeah. We do have SkinMedica. We have Eminence, which is an all-natural skincare line as well.
That's like Negri. Yeah. She's all clean beauty.
All
so that, you know, to go into a med spa, so that, you know, if you had one or four of those things, so that's awesome that you offer all. And I think together with everything, you will be on the right track for the best skincare. And, it's never too late to break old habits.
Nope.
Stop going in the sun tomorrow. Just protect your skin.
Right.
You can wear the hat. You can get the sunscreen.
And don't smoke. That was one other thing. Do not smoke.
Yeah. And I just want to say, you have such a beautiful building, too. It's very zen.
Yeah, zen. It's happy.
That's what
very
I like.
Happy.
So that's why Shania Twain, I think, probably, maybe we can see her over there.
It's my little castle in the woods.
Have fun.
My little castle in the woods. Our phone number is area code 813. 813- 949-3300.
And you have a website, right?
Yes, we do. We have a website. You can also follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Our website is newimagespa.com.
Perfect.
And again, you are listening. You listened today to the master injector, Susan Wallace, from New Image, right here in North Tampa. Thank you so much for being
on here. Thank you for having me.
And maybe we can be in contact with you and talk about the cool sculpting. I think Renee has some things to say about that.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so but thank you so much. And we just want everyone to feel their best, men and women.
And that's
absolutely
the purpose.
We're just lifting everybody up, and this is our community. So we give high recommendations here. So thank you so much. Thank you.
Time flew by.
Time flew by. I've got Trish with 1 minute left with entertainment.
Tell us, Trish.
Hi. Hello.
Hey, Trish.
Thank you. Hey. Trish, how are you? Renee is out today. Trish is holding, she's going to do both nonprofits.
She's holding court today.
Yeah, she's holding court.
Okay.
What you got?
Let's get right into it. Okay, well, it's already September, and September is a special month for several nonprofit organizations. Mm-hmm. One is ovarian cancer, so it's Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
So this Saturday, September 7th, 10 a.m., Rise Pilates is hosting Matt Pilates for a cause. So all the proceeds will go to ovarian cancer research. So if you like Pilates or just want to try it out, that's at 2832 South McDill Ave in Tampa. And another nonprofit celebrating September is the American Society of Deaf and Hard of Hearing Children.
Mm.
September is National Deaf Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
So you can visit www.deafchildren.org to learn more, get involved, or just make a donation.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on from that, we have Music Bingo, a fundraiser benefiting Cure JM, which is juvenile myositis, which is an autoimmune disease.
Mm.
That's Monday, October 7th, 6 p.m. at Irish 31 in West Chase.
Thank you.
It's limited, so if you're interested in that, you have to register now at curejmmusicbingo.eventbrite.com.
Thank you so much for that, Trish, and hopefully next week. And thank you for covering that at the end of our show today. And
you're welcome.
Thank you to you and Renee. Renee had a family thing out of town, so we missed her.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you for everyone supporting our show here at the Shrink and Wrap Show. I always have a closing statement. We'll be back here next Thursday. But remember, beauty is only skin deep. But I also want to remind you that time for action is today. Live your best life and start by caring about yourself. This song is powerful. I want you to listen to the lyrics and know you cannot replace time. And these guys will be in town, I think, September 26th. So let's take a listen to Hooting the Blowfish and Time. Listen to the lyrics and have a great week.
Tomorrow's just another day, and I don't believe in time.
LUTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Stacy Lynn. An intense September heat wave is baking parts of the West. Meteorologist David Parkinson.
At the beach, you're in the 90s. In downtown LA, you're pushing the triple digits. And then in some of the suburbs in the San Fernando Valley, in the one teens.
And the heat isn't the only problem. There are concerns about wildfires as well.
Fire crews try to jump on any brush fire before it explodes in size.
We'll hit them hard. We'll hit them fast from the ground and air.